Welcome to The Gathering Road. I'm Elaine Masters, a travel wellness coach, speaker, and the award-winning author of Drive Time Yoga and Fly Time Yoga. My passion is helping you get where you're going feeling great. Out here on The Gathering Road, we visit with those who are redefining their lives, often taking detours from traditional paths, and finding themselves immersed in surprising new endeavors. My guest is Dr. Diane Ruth. She is a doctor of clinical and counseling psychology. She's also an expert anxiety care coach and holistic counselor. She counsels from her own experience, having lived with panic attacks for years before pursuing an interest in counseling and holistic care. And she has many other skills, including being a board-certified master of clinical medical hypnosis, NLP and EFT, core transformation, and many other skills. So welcome. You describe having lived in anxiety hell for 7 years. That's a long time. How did all that start?
Well, it began one day when I was driving down the freeway and suddenly got overwhelmed with a very severe dizzy attack. It scared me because I thought I was going to pass out and crash into a bunch of cars. Managed to get over to the side and the dizziness left. But what happened was that it kept coming back, but anxiety became part of that. So begin with what they call a freeway phobia. I couldn't get on the freeway, and I kept trying, but I just freeze up with that white-knuckling experience. But it just kept getting worse, and I escalated from phobia to generalized anxiety to a panic disorder to agoraphobia. So it just kept escalating into more and more severe types of anxiety that were very, very crippling.
Now, that was in 1979 and lasted for many years. Were there other practitioners who could help?
First of all, there wasn't even a clinical diagnosis for anxiety in those years. It had not been recognized with a classification. All they could offer was Valium or diagnosis of hysteria or something along that line. They didn't really understand it, didn't really have it defined. So it was very, very frustrating trying to get help.
But that led you to specialized education that turned your life around.
And that's correct. Having decided to pursue a studies in psychology and eventual career in psychology, I had the opportunity to come into contact with a lot of emerging alternative types of care, and following those pathways, stumbled into a whole new way of working with these kinds of conditions that actually worked. And when you consider that, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, there's only a 20% success rate with this kind of work after 5 to 7 years, and I have a 97% success rate, I would say what I have learned over the years has proven to be extremely powerful and successful.
And is this medically enhanced kind of care?
If you're referring to drugs, no. I will often suggest, if it's appropriate, perhaps some kind of nutritional supplements to assist in helping a sense of well-being. But this is a totally drug-free, natural approach to freedom from all that anxiety.
Now, you've had several different careers, probably before this all started. You were also involved in graphic design. You were an emergency medical technician. You had a pretty interesting, an impetus to that career change when you met someone in a very unusual circumstance. Could you tell us that story?
I was on my way home from work, a traditional working job in the graphics industry, when I decided, this is when in Los Angeles, and people have been there know it's the freeway crunches, and decided to stop off and have a happy hour while waiting for the traffic to die down. And about a block from my destination, I started getting what I referred to as hallucinations. I believed that I was going to be rear-ended, knocked out of the car, I'd land on my head and die. And I was just floating above the scene. Then this would, like a loop, start all over again. I was,
oh my goodness,
being hit from the rear end, knocked out of the car, landing on my head, and floating above the accident scene over and over again. Totally terrified me. Thought I was going crazy. Didn't understand it. Didn't know whether to pull over, keep going, or what. But by that point, I had reached my destination and went in to this cocktail lounge, sat down at the bar. There was a lady a few stools away, and she said, "My God, you look like you've seen a ghost."
Mm.
And that, of course, brought on the conversation of what I'd been through. And at that point, it was like her response was, "Oh, my God, my best friend 3 months ago died exactly at that place in exactly the same way." Well, needless to say, we became best friends. She was a huge catalyst to my change in career. And we, of course, became very good friends. We're good friends to this day.
That's a fantastic story. I've never heard anything like that before. But it's interesting that something unrelated could lead to meeting someone who become very important in your life and your future well-being.
I think it was some kind of intervention. For sure.
Now, you also attended Antioch University in the 80s, and you had a term paper assignment at one point saying, "Describe who am I," that set you off on a little bit of an anxiety attack there, too, as
it
I recall.
Sure did.
Why was that so difficult for you?
Well, up until that point, I was very defensive. I had had a whole background of being, you know, very cynical. Very defensive, not trusting people very much, but thought, well, you know, if I went into psychology, you know, all I'd need to do is sit there and listen to other people. I wouldn't have to self-disclose in any way. It would be a perfect career for me. And then having to respond with this term paper that was titled, "Who Am I?" It was like, I don't know. I have not a clue. And that just triggered a lot more anxiety. And an interesting experience followed that. I started to shake, and I shook, I vibrated my whole body, and wouldn't stop. I made an appointment with a psychologist. We went through a session. She got back to me. She said, "I have no idea what's going on with you. I've consulted with my colleagues. I have no recommendations." And I was left to my own devices for the next 10 days as I continued to shake, and while I was doing this, it was like I had a tape looping inside my head of all the experiences and emotions I had ever experienced from day one. I guess something like they say a dying person jumping off a building where their life flies in front of them. It was something like that. Everything I had experienced was going through my body and my mind. But at the end of 10 days, it just stopped, just abruptly. But my whole physiology had changed. The part in my hair went to the other side. My face had softened and lost all tension. In fact, I have a before and after photo. You would not recognize me from the changes that took place physiologically. I lost all my defenses. It was just a total metamorphosis.
And were you a happier person? I mean, was this a positive evolution?
Well, initially it was more like shell shock.
Of course, I can only imagine.
Like, wow. You know, arriving in a different place of you know, a completely new identity, which seemed to me new or uncovered identity. It was took a little while to kind of get used to that, and then to slowly begin to rebuild the defenses that I needed for survival. The healthy defenses, the kind of things that we use to set healthy boundaries. It gave me the opportunity to be in control of those and no longer a victim.
It's very interesting to hear what you had to go through, and I can only imagine, perhaps you can validate this, that each of these experiences are very extreme and totally unique to my experience, have led you to a greater ability to be able to relate to and help others.
Absolutely, and one of the things that came out of that, as I approached one of my college professors following that experience and explaining it to her, she said, "Well, be glad and celebrate." She said, "You know, you can never take anybody beyond where you yourself have been." And that's kind of been a little mantra of mine over the years,
Well, it's interesting to think that anxiety and panic attacks could lead to a greater good. So maybe some of our listeners would find some help and support in that. So tell me about what you're doing today. You're working with those who are having some of these same experiences, or at least the anxiety and panic attacks, and you're able to bring all the skills you've collected and educated yourself and your PhD and such to bear in your practice. How do you find that your experiences are relating to those who are coming to you for help?
Well, first of all, because of my experiences, I did become a very good expert on the condition of anxiety. Anxiety can often be looked at as an umbrella for a dozen different types of anxiety, including panic, which is a type of anxiety, PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. It's another type, compulsive obsessive behavior, and so on. There's about a dozen different classifications of anxiety, and there's over 100 causes. I know them all. I am very well versed in what works and what doesn't, what can help a person and what won't help. I know how to track a person's cause for their anxiety problems and show them how to understand it and how to make changes simply and easily drug-free.
Well, if people would like to find out more and to get hold of you, Dr. Diane Ruth, how would they do that?
I can be reached by phone. My phone number is area code 858-560-0439. Another way to think of that is 858-5600-439. My website is dynamicresources.net.
Well, thank you.
I give a free consultation and welcome phone calls anytime between 10 in the morning and 7 at night, 7 days a week, including holidays. I am totally committed to making myself as available as possible to those that need my help.
Wonderful. Well, my guest has been Dr. Diane Ruth, and she is available through her website at www.dynamicresources.net, and the phone number for the office is 858-560-0439. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Diane Ruth.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on The Gathering Road. And when you're traveling by car, plane, or simply sitting at work, wouldn't it be great to lower stress, stay energized and free from back, neck, and shoulder pain? The safe, simple head-to-toe drive time yoga and fly time yoga techniques will help you do that and get where you're going feeling great. For books, award-winning audio, visit drivetimeyoga.com and our blog, tripwellness.com. Until next time, this is Elaine Masters, your fellow traveler on The Gathering Road.